Join us on The Path to Independence, an informative series hosted by Joanna Maxwell that takes a look at the stories of everyday people choosing to live life on their own terms. Hear it at 2gb.com/path to independence.
I also want to go to the employment numbers now. Annette Beecher is the chief economist at TD Securities based in Singapore. She would have been watching the employment numbers because that is important. They look very benign on the surface, but underneath there's plenty happening, isn't there?
Oh, there's a lot going on here. We certainly had a shouting session here because I sit here on a dealing room. So we're talking to bond traders and FX traders. And at first glance, the numbers are actually not that bad with a low unemployment rate of 5.6 and a double-digit jump in full-time employment. So, in fact, the Aussie dollar had a bit of a bounce on the back of that. And then, unfortunately, like a bad oyster, we dug into the numbers and it just got uglier and uglier. And that's why the Aussie dollar is actually lower on the day.
Okay, explain why they're looking ugly. Because what we know the long-term trend is that there's fewer full-time jobs and there's more part-time jobs being created in Australia. Is that what you really find when you start to dig into it?
Well, I actually dug in a little more. I mean, that phenomenon of part-time jobs has been around for quite some time. But thanks to the RBA under Phil Lowe, he's sort of been steering away from inflation a little bit and talking a bit more about the labour market. And some of his recent speeches, and in fact, last week's giant statement of monetary policy that we have to read, was talking about underemployment through hours worked.
Yes.
Now, that's a long-winded way of saying, well, of the people that are working, you know, who is it and what are they doing? And as it turns out, it's not just part-time employment leading the way. When you look at hours worked, it's only male part-time employment that has any pickup in hours worked. Now, that is not a strong labour market at all. And so what Dr. Lowe is trying to tell us is even though the unemployment rate looks low at 5.6, we actually have quite a weak labour market in Australia.
And what it means is that people, there's pressure on households and therefore potentially pressure on spending because you haven't got the wages growth. That came out yesterday. And, of course, those numbers showed the lowest annual figure on record, which was 1.9%. So if you can't get the hours and you can't get the pay rise, then quite clearly there's pressure going to be on some households around the country.
It's quite a negative cycle at the moment, and it does depress me since I do love my mother country. But what's happening in this labour market is the problem is interest rates are so low is that you can afford to take on debt because servicing that debt is not particularly difficult. So if you do have a household with two part-time jobs, you can actually service a mortgage with mortgage rates this low. But one day interest rates will rise and we're going to see household stress absolutely accelerate. And this is not something I'm saying is a near-term phenomenon. It may not even happen in the next 12 months. But at some stage over next year, there's going to be discussion about the next move is up in interest rates. And unless our labour market starts to get stronger, we are going to see some households in trouble.
It's going to be really interesting to watch that. I'll tell you what, Annette Beecher, you interpreted that so well. I really appreciate your time on the program this evening. Annette Beecher there, Chief Economist at TD Securities based in Singapore.
Get your business off to a fast start in 2017. Advertise over summer with Macquarie Radio. Register now at faststart2017.com.au to unlock business insights from Ross Greenwood. Plus, receive a further 25% discount if you take up the offer. Visit faststart2017.com.au.